Singing and say, I want to praise you. Open the eyes of my heart, and I want to praise you. And I was sitting with some of my folded hands, and he said, I will bow and sing before you. And they're standing up straight and say, I'll bow and sing. You know, and God says to the angel, what are they doing down there? So we sing one thing, and we do the other thing. So when we sing back home in Africa, when we sing, I will bow down, we bow down. When we say, I will sing and dance before you, we dance. You can stand and say, Lord, I will dance before you, and you are still standing like a pillar of salt. You need deliverance this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, it's good to come back to see your white faces and mix with black faces. Hallelujah. Something good is about to happen to you. Can you say amen? Well, as I always say, I have come almost 7,000 miles. So I have to have an accent, okay? I've come with an accent. 7,000 miles, you must have an accent. So if I say something and you don't understand me this morning, don't worry about it. Don't even ask the person sitting by you, what did he say? Because I have come 7,000 miles. What you have to do is that just wait behind after the service and just come to me and say to me, preacher, I didn't hear everything you said, and I'll preach all over to you one-to-one. All right? Hallelujah. And it's good seeing some people wearing African clothes to lift up the banner, amen, of Africa. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's always good to come back to Nick. He's a wonderful brother. He's a brother. I call him my white brother. Amen. And God is so good. God is so good. And I think the song, God is good. I don't know why. There was something happening to my spirit when that song was being sung. God is so good. And I look back in my life, and I can really identify with the song that God has been good to me. He's really been, if it had not been God, I would have been in prison. I would have been dead on the street somewhere. I would have been a man walking without a home, without shelter, without clothes on my back. God has been good. Are you understanding? God is so good. Some people gave birth to children and they just left them in the street corner somewhere, abandoned the children. It was not the fault of the children to be born in the world. But you have a shelter. You have somebody you call mommy. You have somebody you call daddy. And we are singing, God is good, and you're sitting down. Are you better than those in the hospital with blood infusion, with water hanging over their heads? People said, I'm going to work and come. And they didn't come back. And nobody knows where they were or where they are. And we're singing, God is good, and you're sitting down like a piece of clay. So God is good. I don't know. Yes, it's been good to you. It's been good to you. Hallelujah. You know, I was in the States. And, you know, people, there was a blackout just one day. And the whole America, they were shaking. We, in the village where I am, they light up every day. There's light up every day. What is big deal about one day power cut? You see how God has been good to you and you don't even know. There's some village people, they've never seen light before. God gave me, I went to a village, God gave me the anointing, and a man became saved. I brought him to England last year. He came to Kingdom Faith Bible College. The man had never seen a car in his life. He was in the remotest village. He plays with monkeys and snakes. God has been good to you. God has been good to you. I want us to sing that song one more time. And I want anybody who can say, I can testify of the goodness of Jesus, to get up and say, God is good to me. I'm not talking to everybody. Some of you, God has not been good to you. I'm talking to those God has been good to you. Stand on your feet and lift up your hand. And let's just sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I see the you know, let me tell you something. A man was hired, highly paid, to go and curse God's people. He was highly rewarded to put the curse on the people of God. He stood on a mountain. He saw the people of God, Israel. They were so much in multitude. And he looked at them. He wanted to curse them. He couldn't curse them. He said, I can't curse them. He said, well, catch them anyway. He went to another portion of the mountain, looked at Israel. He opened his mouth to bring a curse. He couldn't curse them. The third time, the man said, look, I'll pay you double. Balak, I'll pay you double. Just put a curse on these people. He tried. He invoked the name of his God and all that, and the words will not come. The curse will not come. He rather blessed them. And the guy was furious and said, hey man, I pay you to curse those people. How come you blessing them? He said, I can't curse them. He said, why? He said, because the shout of the king is in their midst. Hallelujah. They were shouting. Hallelujah. Praising God. What happens to you when you come to church? You got to do some shouting of his name and praise the name of the Lord. When there is a shout of the king, no curse, no divination is against Jacob or Israel. I know British people are gentle and conservative. Yet when you go to the sports field, Manchester United and Liverpool, I mean, you lose that gentility. How can you lose it for Jesus? Let there be a shout of the king in the midst of God's people. I want you to just put your hands together and give him a shout. Just shout his name. Just praise his name. Somebody, hey, give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. He's been good to you. He's been good to you. He has been good to you. He has been good to you. He has been good. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he's thanksgiving. We want to differentiate the clapping. We'll clap for man from that which we'll give to God. So we're going to lift our hands above our heads and just put it together and clap for the Lord and just make a noise for the Lord. He heals your body. He renews your youth. And it gives you strength like the strength of the eagle. I bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Do something new. Broken. See some bounds, but God has lifted you out. And I hear him say, behold, I make all things new. The Spirit of the living God, the sovereign Lord, is saying that the years ahead of you are going to be like spring of water, fresh. God is bringing fresh water. The Spirit is going to come upon you fresh. And the power of God is going to do something great in your life. That it will not take your education or background. It will not take who you are. Not because you're cute. But because God decides to do something new in your life. Receive that ocean and that power right now. Jesus. Ahayabosai. Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh, break the bonds of wickedness and every imagination of the evil one, and set her loose and set her free. Receive, oh Spirit of God, receive, oh yes, His life, His flow, His power, His river of life, Jesus, oh my God, in the whole side, thank you, Jesus. It's an era. And God is opening your eyes and your ears to hear. The Spirit of the Sovereign God wants to break into you. Prepare to be an ear to hear, says the Spirit of God, and an eye to see. Because God says there's a need. Was there the need for people to listen? And God is going to open your ears to hear and to see. The anointing of God is going to come in a new way. Be bold and stand and declare my counsel, says God. Put on a new mantle. And this new mantle is a prophetic anointing that God is going to put upon you. And don't be ashamed, don't be afraid, don't be intimidated. Say the Lord, declare my word amidst my people. A new mantle. Come upon you right now. Open doors, says the Spirit of God. Doors, ancient doors. I see huge padlock. But God say, I will open them, and no man can shut them. For I am the strength of your life. God say you've been faithful in many things. And some of the things that God will do in your life in the coming months. I hear you in the voice of my spirit. I hear your voice in my spirit. And you are saying in a room and looking at a house. And declaring yourself, Lord, I don't even deserve this. But God said, yes, you do. Because you've been faithful in few little things. I will be faithful to you in much, much things. Receive the goodness of God. I am. Motasai. Receive His God. Oh, my God. His love, His faithfulness, He sees, oh Jesus, He sees things that people don't even notice. He sees them, and He will reward us openly. I see a reward coming to you. In Jesus' name, be touched with God's goodness, and be blessed, you little thing. Jesus' name. Do something new.
in my life. Something new in my life. I go back to you. Something new in my life. Oh, you may be seated. Oh, do something new. You may be seated. Something really new in my life. Something new in my life. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh, God. Do something new. Oh, something brand new. I am a Messiah coming. Something new in my life. Look into somebody's face and say, God is going to do something new in your life. Point to somebody and say, He's going to do something new in your life. Something new. Oh, God. Oh, God. Something new. There's a healing anointing in the house. Hallelujah. And if you're sick, just reach out and take it. You don't need to be forward here. You don't need to come. Just reach it out. Because you're just proclaiming that God is doing something new. He's bringing health instead of sickness. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Receive the touch. Receive that healing power in the name of Jesus. The neck is being healed right now. Somebody's neck is being healed. A pain in the back of the neck is being healed right now. Receive healing in Jesus' name. I proclaim healing to your body. I proclaim it to your nerves. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Every blood complication, I speak healing to the blood complication in the name of Jesus. I proclaim healing right now. Any problem with your blood, I declare healing. Any infection in the blood, I speak the healing of God right now. Be healed. Be made every weak whole. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse every infection in your blood. I speak blood infusion right now. By the authority of the name that is above every name, receive healing right now. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of Acts, Gospel. I want to thank God for the life of Brother Paul and Nick. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to be able to share with you this morning. Just thank God for the good work God is using them to do here, and also for the friendship. I deem it a privilege to be back here for this pulpit to be given to me. It is their right to preach, but it's my privilege to preach this morning. So I want to thank God for your lives. And I want to give honor to God for my global secretary, Ajo. She's been a wonderful, wonderful person. And I say God bless her. Amen. Amen. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Say the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. Somebody say the Acts of the Apostles. All right, if you want me to preach 2 hours, you can be quiet. But if you want me to finish by 30 minutes, I want you to give me some praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You see, the Bible tells, people put the preachers always on the spot. You know, they come to church to put a preacher on the spot. They want God to speak to them. Okay, now it's your turn. You preach. God speak to us. But it was never done like that in the Bible days. Anytime God spoke, it's because the Spirit moved. The Bible says in the beginning, the Spirit moved upon the face of the water. And God spoke. If you want God to speak, you got to make the Spirit move. Amen. Paul says, stir up the Spirit. When we stir the Spirit up, God speaks. If you sit down like that and look at me, I went to a church in Scotland. And there were 9 people in the church and a dog. And I tell you, the dog was more active than the 9 people. The people just stood like that, looking at me like that, an old Anglican, big church. But a dog, when he hears the slightest move, he turns his head. So the dog was more active than the 9 people. God never speaks that way. If you want God to speak, you stir up the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you want God to speak to you, what do? You go sing some worship songs and just stir up the Spirit and God will speak. So this morning we want God to speak. If we are here to hear God's voice, let's stir up. Let's give some hallelujahs. Amen. Or let's put a British spirit aside and have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgive me if I'm not too nice to the British people. But I'm just having fun in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So give me some amens and hallelujahs and I'll be off your way in 30 minutes. But if you don't give me, it will take 2 hours. But you shall receive. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and verse number 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. The Acts of the Apostles. I like that. The Acts of the Apostles, not the intentions of the Apostles. Sometimes we can have some intentions, but if we don't put them in Acts, these are the Acts of the Apostles. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. I believe that in Micah chapter 3, chapter 3 and verse 8, Micah was almost saying the same thing. He says, but truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Truly, I am full of power
by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord to declare to Jacob and to declare to Israel their transgression, their sin. I like it very much when I come reading the Bible and I see Jacob. Anytime you read the Bible and you say Jacob, and then later when you say Israel, you should understand. You see, Jacob was the old man. He was the trickster, the deceiver, the supplanter. So he was the old man, the Gentile. So anytime you see Jacob and Israel, God wants to include you. Ah, hallelujah. He wants to fix you in. That was not supposed to be you, but he brought you in. The Gentile world. The unconverted Jacob. The trickster Jacob. God brings us in. Jacob said, I'm full of power. God is going to bring power to us. The anointing, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The anointing is a divine power for greatness. Divine power for greatness. God said to Moses, Exodus 3:19, I'm sending you to Pharaoh, but I know Pharaoh would not let my people go. I know that when you go to Pharaoh and say, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, Pharaoh would not let them go. I know. Not even with a militant hand. In other words, if you go and mobilize the whole Hebrew man and get arms and chemical warhead from Iraq and give it to your people to fight Egypt, you can't. Not by a militant hand. I know Pharaoh will not let my people go. But God says, in verse 20, he said, but I will stretch forth my hand with power. And then he will let my people go. Oh, I love that. I will stretch my hand of power. And then he will let my people go. In other words, power is the instrument of release. He wouldn't let you go until he see my power. Am I preaching the right church this morning? Power is the instrument of release. Satan has got something that belongs to God. But the anointing will come upon you. The power of God will fill your life. And Satan can keep what belongs to God one more day. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I wish I'm in a good church this morning. I wish I'm in a church that believes in the power of God. I wish I was in a place where people know that power is an instrument of release. That Satan has got something that belongs to them. But the anointing of God upon your life, they can say to the devil, devil, you can't hold anything that belongs to me any longer. You can have my husband, you can have my child, you can afflict my children with drugs, because power is an instrument of release. Hallelujah. Oh, you are full of power. The Holy Ghost, you know, too much blood was shed on Calvary for you just to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost didn't come so that every Sunday you just come and say, Hirabashalababa, shalababa. No, there was too much blood shed.
Too much blood was shed just for you to come on church and just say, I feel good in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. No, too much blood. God intends to give you power. The blood will shed a covering so that you will be clean enough to receive the power from on high and His power to be a witness for Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Power to be a witness. Power to be an exhibition piece. When the world see you, they should see you and say, whoo, this is God's people. For ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are peculiar people. When the world see us, they can't bypass us. They should say that we are peculiar people. Why? Because I am full of power from the Most High. I walk in power. Power to be a witness. That wherever I am empowered by God for greatness. That power, that anointing made Abraham the most successful businessman in his time because of the anointing. That anointing made Joseph the wisest person in all Egypt. His wisdom could not be comprehended because there was a special anointing upon his life. You have received an anointing from the Most High God. You have power of God within you. Hallelujah. Power to be great for God. Oh my God. Am I still speaking in the right church? Oh my God. When I lift up my hands and I just call upon my children. I don't call my children kids. I call them children. You know, you're not your father's kids, all right? Oh, I'm taking the kids. Who are kids? You call your children kids, kids, kids. And what you say come to pass. You know, a kid is a baby goat. And goats are rebellious. Stop calling them kids. Bible said, bless your children. But when I lay hands on my children, I say, you bless. And I speak in tongues over them. I am prophesying greatness to these children. The anointing of God makes you great. Ayaboshama. Are you understanding something? Have you ever followed a full tank of gasoline oil or petrol? All right? If you follow that truck full of petrol, it's taking petrol or gasoline to the next place, okay, to the filling station. Big tank. No, they always write a sign on it. Keep away. Highly inflammable. Some of you are walking that's highly inflammable for God, and you even don't know. You are full with power, and you are highly inflammable. Satan can't mess with you. Don't even come closer because I'm full of power from the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Powers of occult and juju and witchcraft cannot touch you. They cannot even come near to you because you are full with power. Oh, you are full with power. Oh, you want me to preach and finish in 30 minutes? Shout some hallelujah. Come on, let's give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I came this morning not to speak to all the church. I just came to speak to some people here who have almost gotten there. You have almost gotten to the place, and yet you have no strength to finish up. And you need power. I'm coming to talk to people who are pregnant, but it is not full time yet. And they see some spills of blood, and it looks as if they're about to have an abortion or miscarriage. But I said, no, I want power to contain this baby until I deliver full term. Those are the people I want to talk to. You need some power to sustain you till the vision comes to pass. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Oh, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, that power is to move you on from Jerusalem to all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. The anointing of God that is upon you is an anointing for greatness. And it's not to make you settle in mediocrity. It's an anointing to move us on. As a church, we need that anointing that our life yesterday cannot be compared to our life tomorrow. Because the anointing is moving us on. You see, successful people are always never found in one place. They are always on the move. Successful people are moving on because God's anointing is taking you from Jerusalem, from social conception, from society conception, from society boundaries and levels. Society said this is where you can reach because of this degree you have. And because you don't have college education, this is how far you can go. It's moving you from Jerusalem and it's stepping you into all Judea where your brothers cannot even believe in you. When Jesus ministered in Judea, his own brothers could not believe him. But God will make you break through every boundary and every unbelief and every doubt that people have about you. And it's going to step you out into Samaria and where you will be received, where they will embrace what you've got in you, where that power in you will help somebody, where somebody's life will be turned around, where God will minister life through you to others. The anointing.